This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The German parliament has just approved the latest round of bailout money for Greece, $57 billion in rescue loans, without which the country could face bankruptcy or even a forced exit from the eurozone. It was exactly 2 years ago that Ireland faced a similar problem and got an international bailout. Back then, we spoke with Father Iggy O'Donovan, a parish priest in the town of Drogheda, and we are pleased that he is able to be with us again right now. Father Iggy, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, when we first spoke to you 2 years ago, right when Ireland was bailed out, here is what you said to us.
We had a mighty party. We have the mother of all hangovers now.
So, Father, how is that hangover feeling right now?
Still pretty much with us. We've had 2 years of, the only word for it is austerity, where there have been cutbacks in government spending, huge levels of personal indebtedness, negative equity on housing. So, because a big part of our problem, apart from a banking problem, was the housing bubble, the building bubble, in which all our eggs literally went into that basket. And we've let the basket fall, and we're now dealing with the consequences of that. So there's been a lot of suffering, a lot of cutbacks, and the economy is still bobbing along the bottom, very sluggish.
What's the economy like now in Ireland?
It's very sluggish. One positive, the foreign direct investment is still big, and exports such as pharmaceuticals and computer products and all that type of thing is booming. Your own Intel and groups like that are literally keeping us going. But domestic demand is very poor. Retail is very poor. And as I said to somebody, we're expecting the Grinch this Christmas rather than Father Christmas.
So it's going to be a tough time for the people, for your parishioners then, I assume.
Oh, it certainly is. There's a great brain drain going on with literally tens of thousands leaving the country. They don't see much hope. But as I say, things like exports and so forth are very good. We have a party coming up the coming year, the so-called gathering, where we're inviting our diaspora, many of them American, to come home and bring some of their dollars or sterling or whatever with them. So at least that much. We were so delighted as well to welcome your president. He was looking for a bit of Irish ancestry. We were glad to provide it.
Put the O in Obama, I guess.
The O in Obama, so that he's become, if you like, our new Jack Kennedy.
Well, so what do you tell your parishioners to give them hope for the future about the economy there?
I suppose it sounds like a cliche, but that what goes around comes around. The long-term prognosis is pretty positive. And as I said, the things like exports are booming. So some things are good, but as I said, domestic demand is, retail is where our big problem is. And of course, we've had the mother of all banking crisis because of reckless lending and borrowing.
Father Iggy O'Donovan, parish priest in Drogheda, Ireland, thanks so much. And I guess we'll hopefully talk to you next year.
God bless. Thank you. Happy Christmas.